We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family.
I'm so excited to have guests today. I am welcoming Dave Bezesco. Did I do it? I did it. He gave me the thumbs up from the United Way of Logan County. And with him, he has Brandy Kinchin, and she's going to talk about homelessness and homeless shelters. What's going on today, guys?
Hey, thanks so much for having us in as we do our monthly United Way community spotlight here on Shine FM. Truly appreciative of the opportunity.
Yeah, we love having you.
Yeah, Brandy's with the Logan County Homeless Shelter. And I know one of the first things that perks up when people hear that is that we have a homeless shelter. Yes, we have a homeless shelter. Yeah. And it is one of our United Way funded agencies. And Brandy, if you want to talk a little bit about the fact that we do have homelessness in Logan County and we do have the need, talk a little bit about the shelter you operate. Actually, it's kind of shelters because we've got the men's and then the women and children.
Yes. So my name is Brandy. We have the men's shelter, which is on Mad River here in town. And I'm sorry, Detroit. And we have the women and families that is on Mad River. We keep a waiting list constantly. They're more than just shelters. It's kind of a whole structured program where they come in. We expect them to start working if they're not already, save money, and ultimately transition into their own stable housing situation. So very great program to assist individuals and families. And
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things people think about when they think of a shelter, they think of the big warehouse type situation.
Right.
You got cots all spread out.
Right.
And that's not what we're talking about here.
No, these individuals have their own rooms. The men's at this time can house four men upstairs. And the women and families, we have about seven individuals in there right now, a mixture of families and couples. So,
and they're in houses, so they're not marked. You wouldn't know that it's a shelter driving by. I think one of the things that's interesting is just as the shelters kind of blend in, when you talk about homelessness in a rural setting like we have here in Logan County, it blends in and you don't necessarily see it. It's not as though you have the folks that are out with cardboard signs at the end of the highway ramp on the downtown streets being in tin cans like you might in an urban setting. So what does homelessness look like in Logan County?
I can say from taking over the role mid-July that prior to that, I didn't even recognize how severe the issue was. And since taking over the role, I constantly receive phone calls and the wait list just keep adding too. So it is a serious issue and we're blessed to have the shelters in this community.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where do people hang out in the meantime? I mean, we hear the term couch surfing. It sounds exotic, but it's not. It's the idea that you're hanging out with family, friends, and maybe you're not on the lease. It's overcrowded situation in apartments. Sometimes the person who is on the lease could get booted out.
Right. That's a lot of what I see is that type of situation, really.
So it's interesting to me, too, that when I checked out your website, that this is a Christian organization. When I think of homeless shelters, I think of government-run programs, and that's not really what you guys are. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back in the next break, and we're going to hear more about homelessness, the homeless shelters, the things that you have available. I've got some guests in the studio, Dave and Brandy, talking about homelessness in the United Way in Logan County. Thanks for coming in on this snowy day, guys.
Absolutely. Truly appreciate it. And yes, talking about the Logan County Homeless Shelters, one of our United Way funded agencies, $35,000 here in 2019 going toward the Logan County Homeless Shelter to help provide 24/7 safe house for folks who are in the homeless situation in our community. And the shelters are operating almost always at capacity, are they not, Brandy?
Yes, they are. Always full.
Even in the warm times?
Yes.
Okay, so they're busy.
Yes.
Now, when someone comes to the shelter, what can they expect? What is that experience like? I know a lot of people sometimes dread, fear, are nervous about if they are near the state of homelessness approaching a shelter because they, again, have that mindset of, it's not going to be safe. It's going to be the warehouse type setting.
Right. Upon entering, first they would call me. That's the first step. And they get on the list, or if we don't have a list, we set up an interview with the house manager.
And how would they find you to call you? How do they access that number?
211. That's the easiest thing to do. 211 is
just
the 24.
Three digits. It's three digits.
It's just like you call 911 for police, fire, emergency personnel here in Logan County, as well as almost all the counties in the Shine FM listening area. You can simply pick up the phone and dial 211 and be connected to any human service that is out there. So it's not just the shelter, but it'd be any of the hundreds of governmental or faith-based or you know, nonprofit organizations in the communities. But the formal number is
937-935-4292.
Yeah, 211 is way easier.
It is. And then you've got a website too at Logan County Homeless Shelter.com. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one too.
But again, 211.
Yeah.
Just remember 211.
Yeah, just 211. Yep. That's definitely the easy way. Sorry to interrupt. I wanted to get that 211 right out there.
Yeah. So they meet with the house manager, conduct an interview. There are some minimal eligibility requirements as far as background and things like that.
That's for safety.
Yes. We ask the individual to bring that prior to the interview. So that step's kind of out of the way because potentially after the interview, they could move right in.
Great.
We do have a 8-week occupancy timeline that we like to see the individual follow and can ensure that they transition into sustainable housing. And
yeah, you're not kicking them out after 8 weeks.
No.
You're training them and equipping them in that 8-week time.
Yes. We understand that sometimes things can take a little longer, like finding employment, finding housing. We all know that's a big issue.
You have some incredible stories of success with people who have gone into the shelter and come out on the other side. With their life back in order. You want to share one or two?
Well, a lot of times, especially at the men's shelter, since we have single men in there, a lot of times they'll buddy up and kind of transition and move out together. So that alleviates that burden of having to pay everything right up front. And we also had a woman and her children at our family shelter who struggled with homelessness for years, moved away, went through all kind of turmoil in her life, came back, got situated at the shelter, and ultimately within a couple months transitioned into her own stable housing once again with her children. So that's always great to see.
And I think one of the things that's important to note is that homelessness is something that can happen almost to anybody.
Right.
Bills spiral out of control, or you end up in a situation where you might be living with someone and then a relationship falls apart. And there are so many reasons why people fall into the state of homelessness. And I think sometimes we're too quick to judge.
Right.
You know, we think, oh, my gosh, someone is just a bum here and, you know, not carrying their own weight. And yet, you know, things happen to people.
Right. I've seen quite a diverse crowd of individuals come through, and does not discriminate.
Well, and one of the things that happens is sometimes life just gets emotionally overwhelming and you run into a circumstance and you feel like, well, how did I get stuck in this spot? And sometimes you just need a little kickstart.
Right.
Now, our shelter's small.
Right.
We've talked to the capacity is anywhere between, if you add up both shelters, and depending upon how many people are there and how family units are divided in the family unit, you could have anywhere between, 5 to 6, 17 people in the shelter.
Right.
But the idea is that we have one.
Yes.
Yeah. There are a lot of communities, even within the Shine FM listening area, that do not even have a homeless shelter at all. So the fact that we've got a facility in our community that's talking about caring for and providing the roof, the shelter, the heat, the warmth, the safety, that's big.
Yes.
And so how can the community help support this ministry mission that y'all are trying to carry out?
Well, I would say give to the United Way campaign. We'll talk more about that later. Because we are approximately 57% of the shelter's annual budget, the United Way allocation. But there are many ways, Brandy, that people can also support the shelter beyond monetary needs.
Yes. So I've mentioned before, you can call my phone number, which is 937-935-4292. Or you can also reach me through email, which is director@LoganCountyEmergencyShelters.org. And we always are in need of basic daily items, toilet paper, laundry soap.
Toothpaste.
Any type of basic daily need. That's always a big need. So
That's awesome. So we've learned a lot. We're going to learn a little bit more. We're going to bring you guys back for one more break to find out about things that are going on, but also ways that different community organizations can be supported, because this is how we show the love of God in tangible ways. This is how we be the hands and feet. Oftentimes we feel a little inadequate to do that by ourselves, which is why we are so thankful for organizations like yours. Stay right here on Shine FM. I'm so excited to have guests in the studio this morning. It's Dave Bezesko from the United Way of Logan County, and Brandy Kitchen has been talking about homelessness issues and homeless shelters, but Dave's going to talk to us more about what the United Way is, what they got going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we are in the home stretch of our annual United Way campaign here in Logan County. Campaign is at 78% of goal. We're trying to raise $1 million for the second consecutive fall.
I love it.
And so far, so good. We're, like I said, though, in that home stretch and needing some extra support to make that happen. So, you know, if anyone has already given to United Way, most people do so through the annual workplace campaign at their job, give via payroll deduction. Thank you. Thank you so very much. If you haven't.
Often they get to wear jeans because they've done that. Yeah.
If you haven't done that yet, consider it. If your workplace, if you go to work in an office, in a factory, in a, you know, a store, wherever it might be, and you don't have the opportunity to give via payroll deduction, go talk to your boss. Ask him, say, hey, we want the opportunity to give to and through United Way, and if we would be able to set up the payroll deduction option, we'd love to have United Way come in and to get that going. We've had several workplaces start this year. They'd never done it before. We had one in particular just last week that got started. It was a workplace of about 75 people. They had three different locations. And it was interesting because, you know, I tell people, you know, this can be a real community building, camaraderie building, team building exercise. It can really improve the morale within your workplace. And you're like, really? Come on. And, but I'll tell you what, it was funny. The person who got volunteered to help coordinate the United Way campaign, and she had us come in. We did our spiel and we did the presentations at staff meetings and whatnot. They have exceeded their internal goal.
Wow.
That they had set up for their employees. They have already raised over $7,500 collectively, for about $100 a person.
That's a week, right?
People in one week.
Yeah.
And she emails me last week and she says they're having so much fun with this project. And it has really helped to bring some staff together. It really happens. It really is true. And people do feel good about giving. And when you give to and through United Way, and especially via that payroll deduction model, you're able to spread your gift out over the course of the whole year. So you give a couple bucks a week and you say, okay, a buck a week.
Right.
And I get paid, maybe I get paid every other week. So maybe it's 50 cents a week at that point.
Okay.
And it's $26 for the year. What is United Way going to do with a measly 26 bucks?
Right.
So for $26, for example, Brandy's program, Logan County Homeless Shelter, that puts up a person three nights.
Wow.
In the shelter. Three nights in the
shelter.
That's
amazing.
Okay. How about this? With the Second Harvest Mobile Food Bank, that provides 52 meals.
Yeah.
For the mobile food pantry that comes
to
Logan County.
Really? The $26.
Wow. How about this? We have our Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That's the free book program that we have. And because now the Ohio Governor's Library is now a partner with us in this program, that means for $26 you can get a book a month for two children for the entire year.
Wow.
So you're giving the gift of reading to two children
and
in Logan County
kids,
for the entire year.
And some of these kids, I used to teach first grade, and kids, like, they don't have books
no.
at home.
No.
Some families can't imagine that because they have so many books, but they don't have books or access to books at home.
Do you remember growing up? What was your favorite book as a child?
So Mike Mulligan and the Steam
See,
Shovel
that was one of mine
is
too.
One of my favorite
Absolutely.
Ones. And then we had one called Upside Downtown,
okay.
which is
See,
really obscure.
I would add Green Eggs and Ham, maybe
okay.
Little Red Caboose, but Mike Mulligan
Red
is one
Caboose,
of my
that's
three.
That's a good one, yeah.
Mike Mulligan's on my list of top three.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you make those memories because you read them. Maybe grandma or grandpa come in, mom or dad
right.
read them with you. You're making family time, making memories as you develop your vocabulary, your early child literacy skills.
Mm-hmm.
This program's proven to help with kindergarten readiness rates. I'll tell you what, you give that gift of just $26 and you're helping
right.
two kids get a book
and
a month.
And that's a year. You're not. It's yeah. not a day. It's not
no,
a month. It's
no,
a year.
No, it's an ongoing
yeah.
gift. So, and then your collective gift of $26 adds up with every one of your other coworkers, adds up with the other people in your workplace, and maybe your workplace does raise $5,000, $7,000. That combines with the 58 other workplaces in town that are doing
right.
it, and we'll make our $1 million goal. See, this is how it all adds up, but everyone's got to do their part, so
Absolutely. That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
And I believe it is the heart of God also for us to be reaching, like we're to be listening to him and we're to
hands
be reaching
feet,
into our
right?
communities. Yeah, absolutely. In a variety of ways, because there are just a huge variety.
So many ways to serve. And you can find out more at uwlogan.org, uwlogan.org, or call 211.
Oh, there you go. That 211, that magic number I didn't know existed. I'm learning so much today. Hey, thanks very much to Brandy and Dave for being here. Thank you to all of our listeners who are already supporting things. If God's calling you to do a little bit more, know that if he's calling you to it, he'll get you through it. He's got a purpose for it. So we want to encourage you to be obedient and listen to him and keep hanging out with us here at Shine FM.
Community supported, Shine FM.